Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Genesis chapter 3, verses 12 and 13. The man said, "The woman you put here with me, she gave me fruit from the tree, and I ate it." The Lord God said to the woman, "What is this you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." We are all good at playing the blame game. In fact, we learned it at a young age. How often did we not shout out while pointing at a classmate or sibling, "He did it first," or "She made me do it"? As we have aged, we have honed our ability to duck responsibility for our actions. We may do it more subtly now, but when it comes to being confronted with our sin, we still like to deflect, dodge, or deny. We try to shift the blame or point the finger at somebody else. Just like Adam and Eve, we try to blame someone else for our sinful actions. For example, rather than own up to our sinful habit, perhaps we shrug our shoulders and say, "Well, that is how I was raised." Or instead of taking responsibility for missing a deadline at work, we throw a coworker under the bus for not getting us the information we needed on time. Or maybe instead of apologizing to our spouse for the insensitive way we spoke, we hold a grudge and blame them for starting the argument. Thankfully, there is one who did not defect or dodge. Jesus went to the cross and took the punishment that we deserved for our sin. He did not point the finger of blame at us. He did not try to dodge the consequences, even though the sins were ours rather than his. He had every right to shift the blame to us, but he refused to play that game. Instead, he bore the burden of our sin and gave himself up in our place. His loving sacrifice for us has forever removed our sin and has given us the gift of eternal life. Cling to Jesus and his cross. Instead of playing the blame game, humbly confess your sin and trust in Jesus for the forgiveness that only he can provide. Dear Jesus, thank you for paying the penalty for my sins. Help me not to blame others, but to be honest with you about my sin and to trust in you for forgiveness. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.